Hi, I'm Connor, and this is episode 4 of Learn English with Everest, a podcast where I chat to native English speakers in real, unscripted English, and then, step by step, explore the language used. This week, I chatted to Jane, who is an English language teacher, as well as someone who has travelled all over the world. Jane is passionate about swimming and has swum in some very unusual places. We're going to find out all about that. So in this episode, you'll learn some vocabulary related to the sea and swimming and some other useful vocab. And the grammar point we'll be looking at is about gerunds and infinitives. So how do you know what form of the verb to use when you have one verb followed by another verb? First, though, let's have a listen to the first part of the interview.
You're kind of interested in like open water. Is that what it's called? Like open water swimming? Yeah. So when did you first start doing this, or how did you get into it?
When I was a child, I loved the sea always. I was obsessed with it. And I always liked swimming outside more than inside. And I always swam both outside and inside. And I think about 7 or 8 years ago, I had done a number of different fundraisers. Mm. And one of them was running a half marathon. I walked a fair amount of it, yeah. Fair to say. But after that, I thought, well, why don't I do something I like as a fundraiser? So I decided to do an open water swim. And I was looking at some around Ireland. And I suppose friends of mine who were swimmers, I would try to get them on board so we could all fundraise together. But with family commitments and so on, they weren't able to do it because it takes a fair amount of time up. And so then I thought, well, if it's just me, I can do something in a Greek island or something like that. And I ended up signing up to swim the Bosphorus swim in Istanbul, which is about 7 kilometers. And so that was quite a jump for me at the time. I suppose I hadn't knowingly swum more than 2 or 3 kilometers, and I'd never measured it. I hadn't been in a large event like that, so it was a big jump.
So Jane swam from Asia to Europe, 7 kilometres across the Bosphorus Strait. Now, there's a lot of verb combinations here, and we'll come back to them in a minute. First, I want to pick up on one useful phrase that she uses. So she's talking about swimming, and this phrase actually comes from sailing and from boats. So she says she tried to get some friends on board. If you are on board, so that's B-O-A-R-D, you are on a ship or a boat. And we use it for airplanes as well. You're on board a plane. But to get somebody on board is to get them to join you or get them to agree with you. So if you say, okay, everyone is on board with this idea, then you mean everyone is happy with the idea. Everyone agrees that this is the best idea. So to get someone on board, it's a useful phrase. So how did Jane get on in her Bosphorus swim?
I think when I did it, there were maybe 1,600 people.
Okay.
And it was a lot of people in the water. Yeah. I prefer swimming alone generally when I swim. You're not supposed to, but I generally swim alone.
Yeah.
So having an extra 1,600 people in the water with me was a shock, really.
Yeah, and so like everyone just sort of piles in.
Yes, the very first thing that happened was that the people behind me were swimming faster than the people in front of me, so I got pushed under the water and kicked in the head.
Nice. Okay.
So I swam underwater to escape from everybody and ran into a jellyfish
and got stung.
Not that time. I hit the jellyfish with my hand and sent it flying. But luckily it was the non-sting side.
I assume you probably have been stung by jellyfish on various...
Yes, I have. I have a scar here I can show you now.
It's scarred from the jellyfish?
Yes. It's probably about 6 weeks old. And normally it would have gone by now. But
okay.
It's still with me. It looks like a badly removed tattoo.
Jellyfish, if it wasn't clear, are those horrible creatures that look like jelly with long tentacles. And jellyfish can sting you. So this is the verb we use to sting. It's irregular, sting, stung, stung. And it's a noun too. You can get a sting. So we use sting for jellyfish, but we also use it for other animals as well. A bee sting, a wasp sting, a scorpion sting, for example. And for nettles, if you know nettles, they are very common in Ireland, but nettles are these green plants with very, very small little spines on their leaves. And if you touch them, even very, very lightly, then they make your skin really, really itchy, kind of similar to if you get a mosquito bite. Mosquitoes, actually, we don't use sting for, so we talk about a mosquito bite. So this is the verb to sting. And Jane has been stung by quite a few jellyfish in her time swimming. Now, we're going to have a closer look at these verb patterns I've been mentioning. So when you have one verb followed by another verb. And if you do, you have two options for the second verb. The second verb can either be a gerund, that's the ing form, doing, going, or an infinitive, to do, to go. So earlier, Jane said, I prefer swimming alone, prefer plus ing. In the first part of the interview, she said she decided to do a swim. So this would be decided and infinitive. So have a listen to the next section and see if you hear any other verb combinations like this. In terms of the vocabulary, Jane talks about a reef, R-E-E-F. So this is when you have when you have rock or coral underneath the surface of the water. So like the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, for example.
You did your Bosphorus swim and you've done a couple of other kind of open sea swims since then.
Yes, after that, I decided that I didn't want to swim with so many people possibly ever again. And the next big swim I did was Africa's most easterly point, Rodrigues Island. And to date, I'm the only person who's tried to swim around that. So it's about 60 kilometers around.
Right.
And I attempted to swim around it over the course of 6 days, 10 kilometers a day. 10 kilometers is a marathon. So I had planned to do a marathon a day for 6 days. And it's interesting, I suppose. The first person to do anything learns all the things that they need to know in order to complete the task on the job. And so there were a lot of problems with the trying to navigate the reef. If I had gone outside the reef, it would have been more than 100 kilometers.
Right.
So I thought already 60 kilometers was quite a stretch.
Yeah.
So I didn't do that.
So how much did you get? Did you get the whole way around?
No, I suppose about 25 kilometers in, it became too dangerous to continue. But it was an incredible experience. There are only about 38,000 people living on that island. So I had a huge amount of support from people on the island. And it was a wonderful experience. I definitely recommend it.
So after the island of Rodrigues, which, by the way, is in the middle of the Indian Ocean, it's about 500 kilometers from Mauritius. Honestly, I had to look it up on Google Maps because I had no idea where it was. So anyway, after that, Jane headed to Italy for her next swim, to the island of Capri.
I attempted to swim around Capri earlier this year. I got about halfway around, and then there were my old friends, the jellyfish, were there. There was a huge jellyfish infestation. It was like jellyfish soup. And we had, there were six kinds of jellyfish in the water. On one half of the island, perhaps less than, I guess, half a meter apart. So it wasn't really possible to swim in that part. I got stung. Anyway, and it was incredibly beautiful swimming. The water is crystalline, and every kilometer or so on Capri, there's a cave to swim into, or a sea arch or a sea stack to swim through or around. And it was very, very interesting swim.
More jellyfish. They just won't leave Jane alone. So did you hear some of the verb combinations? She said, I want to swim, so want plus infinitive, and that it was difficult trying to navigate, try to navigate, so try plus infinitive. So let's look at this in a little bit more detail. So when you have a verb and then another verb, As I mentioned, you have two possibilities, ing, gerund, or infinitive. So lots of verbs are followed by the gerund. For example, to enjoy, I enjoy swimming. We also have the expression to feel like doing something. Are you in the mood for doing something? Do you want to? So, do you feel like going out later? Do you feel like going out with ing? Or do you feel like watching a film? We have a verb like to finish. It's the same. I finished working at 6 p.m. So these verbs are followed by the gerund and only the gerund. So you can't say I enjoy to swim, only I enjoy swimming. The other alternative is the infinitive, a verb like want, I want to go, or a verb like hope or decide. I hope to see her next year. I decided to go for a swim. And these verbs are only followed by the infinitive, so you can't use the gerund. You can't say I want going, only I want to go. However, there are two other categories. One is maybe the best category, and these are verbs which can be followed by either the gerund or the infinitive, and it doesn't really matter, it doesn't really make any huge difference. So earlier, Jane used the phrase, I prefer swimming, and prefer is one of these verbs. You can follow it by a gerund, but you can follow it by an infinitive as well, if you like. So I prefer swimming, I prefer to swim, it doesn't really make any difference. Like is similar to that as well. I like to swim at the weekend, I like swimming at the weekend. Again, there's no really huge difference between the two. So unfortunately, these are a small category of verbs, but there are some verbs where we don't really mind. You follow it by the gerund or the infinitive. And the final category is another relatively small category too. And this is a category of verbs which can be followed by either the gerund or the infinitive, but it does matter. It makes a difference. If you follow it by the gerund, it has one meaning, and by the infinitive, it has another meaning. So this is maybe the worst category, the most confusing. So remember would be a verb of that type. If you say, I remembered to get some milk, so remember with the infinitive, I remembered to get some milk, that means I didn't forget to get the milk, I bought the milk in the shop. If you say, I remember getting my first bike when I was a child, then you're using remember plus the gerund. And this is different. I remember getting my first bike means, you know, this is one of my memories from the past, one of my memories from my childhood. So they're very different. I remembered to get some milk and I remember getting my first bike. They don't have the same meaning. Another verb like this would be stop. So the difference between I stopped smoking and I stopped to smoke is very big. Stop plus ing means to stop something, to not do it anymore. So when you say I stopped smoking, you might be saying, you know, last year I stopped smoking and I haven't smoked since. So you are no longer a smoker. You don't smoke anymore. But the other meaning, I stopped to smoke with an infinitive, is completely different. If you say stop and an infinitive, it means you stop doing something else so you can do the verb. So I was walking along the street and I stopped to smoke and then I continued walking. So this means walk, 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 stop, have a cigarette and then continue walking. So I stopped to smoke. So these two sentences are completely different. So what you have really then are four options. Most verbs fall into the category of only followed by a gerund or only followed by an infinitive. And then there are a small number of verbs. I've given a few examples, and there are more, but there are a small number of verbs which are followed by either a gerund or an infinitive where it doesn't make a difference or it does make a difference. These are the four categories. Now, the question you may be asking is, how do I know? How do I know which verb form I should use? Unfortunately, like a lot of things when you're learning English or any language, you just kind of have to learn them. There's no real rule or pattern or logic to a lot of this. So what you need to do is just listen for them. When you see them on paper, take a note of them. You need to use them more and more. And it does become much, much easier. I think a lot of you will probably already know something like I want to go is right and I want going is wrong. You know, this is something that you learn at quite a low level of English. And really,
all you're doing after that is just expanding your use of verbs and expanding your knowledge of which verbs are followed by gerund or infinitive. So, you know, you get there in the end. The only thing I should say as well is that if you have a preposition, it's always a gerund. So I'm thinking of going out. Thinking of and then ing. I'm interested in doing that. So interested in and then doing. So that's kind of one place where it's always a gerund if you have a preposition. It's only when you have verb that you need to choose between the two. So let's get back to Jane then. Finally, I asked her if she had any advice she would offer to listeners if they wanted to try some open water swimming.
Swim with a friend. It's more fun and it's safer. Be careful of the cold water in Ireland. Don't stay in longer than you should. If you see your friend going blue or if you go blue, get out. Bring hot drinks with you or a hot water bottle. That way you can warm up easily when you get out and enjoy it.
So there you have it. This week we had some vocabulary connected with swimming and the sea. To get on board, a jellyfish, to sting, a reef. And you learnt about verb patterns. I want to do, but I enjoy doing. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Learn English with Everest. Don't forget that all of the grammar and the vocabulary and everything else will be on the website, which is everestlanguageschool.com/podcast. everestlanguageschool.com/podcast. Special thanks to my guest this week, Jane Terry, and to Nouveau Noise, who provided the theme music for the show. You can check out their music on Spotify or Bandcamp, and there's a link on the website too. And if you like the show, we would love if you told all your friends, spread the word. Everest is on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, or just tell someone you know, someone you think might like this show who wants to improve their English. So that's it. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in 2 weeks for episode 5.